Oh, yeah, this is kind of fun. I don't know where the hell this came from. It's true, but I never found out what caused it. I was so glad to get out of there that I never went back to see what the scene was all about. This is entitled An Excellent Time. Anyway, I'm walking on the street, right? And this turned into all kinds of craziness. Anyway, the hooker said, "You into gaiety?" I said, "No, I'm into a light concussion. You got a quarter I can take a bus?" The hooker said, "Honey, I'm out here making money, not giving it away." I said, "I don't have any money." The hooker said, "That's too bad. We could have fun." I said, "Yeah, that's too bad." She turned into a shadow that turned into a brick wall. They told me not to leave the hospital. I said, "Horse toys, where's my britches?" I was walking in borrowed boots down the star row of street lamps, my face covered with dozens of tiny scratches. Waking in the hospital, I never did find out what hit me, and my feet hurt for the miles. And just as desperation set in, a kind ride took me to a landmark, and I retraced steps of months before, meeting on the way a haloed sprite in a rainy tree who asked me, this pearl of inner mother glowing, to jump in the river so we could be together. Well, I beat it up the street like a champ. Heart and head pounding, she was so lovely, and when I got to where I was going, there was nobody home. So I sat the hours in a freeze by a garbage can until the first light in the building went on. From that light, I borrowed a blanket so big that it even fit under me lying down. I think I just about got this beat. I think I got about 3 more minutes. There's a couple of things I want to work in here, possibly. Damn it all, I love that. See, I wrote Patience 400 times, and it's a damn it all.